the company that is Coca-Cola, and they have a new product out, Starlight Soda. It says it's space-flavored soda. And
that's right.
I just want to tell you, you can report back to your company. That shit's kind of disgusting.
Well, it's kind of out there, you know.
It's like, at first I didn't mind it. The more I drink it, I'm just like, I even got the zero sugar, but it's really sweet and it's kind of gross. The further I got into the bottle of it, and I was just like, no, this isn't good. If that's what space
you
tastes
could say
like,
it's I want out of this space. World.
Yeah.
You could. It's real
our,
like
our test,
cherry vanilla candy like. I don't know.
The xenomorphs really like it.
The xenomorphs, really.
Yeah, xenomorphs.
How did Coca-Cola market test this with xenomorphs?
It's, you know, well, we don't know because the ship never came back. So now they're sending out another ship, you know, with Michael Biehn, you know, to go check it out.
But yeah, it just made me, just the stuff these companies come up with to market new products. You know, and it's not like Coke is one of those companies that's hurting to sell product, but like, hey, let's put out a space soda. And I don't know. It's nice like they, try, Coke, know, but you failed.
Yeah. Next time they should get like Elon involved, you know, Starlink soda, you know. I don't know what it would taste like, though.
It would probably taste like this soda. I don't know. Maybe it would tastes like Elon's Musk. Ew.
No.
Bad joke there. But anyway, that's kind of gross. This is Mark.
This is Matt.
This is Long, the returned.
Welcome back to the show, Long, after a few weeks off dealing with your family. And that's okay. Hopefully all is well on your end.
Yep. Yes, a lot better.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We got a date of my dad's release, so he'll be leaving the medical facility soon. So.
That's good. I'm glad he's well. And
that's all that matters.
Was thinking about you, and I'm glad it all worked out, man, because you know. No bueno having to deal with that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and I have been listening to the last three episodes, but one thing I have to kind of make a little correction on the last episode on the Bruce Lee movie, and like four times that he said that it was Japanese filmmakers of the movie. He's like, no, this is not a Japanese film, guys. It's a Chinese film made in Hong Kong. So, a little edification there.
I mean, we're white.
I know all Asians look alike here, but no.
I'm white.
He went there.
I'm white. Matt's half and half. I mean, forgive us, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You're the Guaylo.
We were being rebels on the Rebel Radio podcast. How about that?
Right. Rebel without a cause.
I was triggered. I was quite triggered. I nearly flipped my dad's hospital bed over when you guys said that. I'm joking. They're called, it's not Japanese. I almost flipped my dad's bed over. Oh, man.
Well, be crazy.
We're sorry, I guess.
Yeah. And, I know I didn't say it, but I didn't correct it, so I'm guilty by association.
Idiot!
I had this conversation with me.
Oh, you already had this conversation? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Fuck y'all. When we went to go see that film that you didn't get to go see.
Oh, he'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
He'll see it tomorrow.
Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They felt like Saturday for some reason.
Well, you know, I mean, it's nice when you have either just only yourself to worry about or you have the wife hack. So your guys are allowed to do things like that during the week.
Wife hack.
Unfortunately can't. So, and it also has to come out the weekend of my 6-year-old's birthday. Well, he'll be 7 tomorrow. So, no, it's called adulting, the priorities.
You didn't convince him that he wanted to go see Batman with you on his birthday?
No, he did, but we just don't have time. Not when he has a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, no. Trust me. If there was, it's the only Saturday of the whole season we have a game, and it happens to be tomorrow. Otherwise, we would have been seeing the movie tomorrow, but he has a game. So.
Dang.
It is what it is. So it's okay. I mean, I can wait a couple of days. I've waited 2 years already to see it. So, I mean, it was, people forget this thing was supposed to be out in like October of 2020. It's almost 2 years. Yeah. So, you know,
that's true.
So I've already waited a long time. So what's a couple more days? Yeah. It's all good. But, otherwise, how are you guys? I am tired, man. I've had a hell of a week. Between baseball practices and games, my refrigerator went out. So me and my brother end up swapping out refrigerators on Wednesday. That's a hell of a job. And just, you know, work and the usual. I got vacation the week after next, so God damn it, I need it too. I'm pooped.
Pooped.
Yeah.
Hey man, sometimes you just need to kick your feet up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Relax on a mountainside house overlooking the woods and chop some wood.
I'll probably take the kids out to the livestock show one day and walk around there for a little bit and do some local stuff. Yeah. Do some local.
I was trying to reference Command
sightseeing. Sure. But you guys doing good? Ready to get back in the swing of the rib of the podcast.
Yep.
Cool. So yeah.
It's cool, dude.
Yeah, no, it's good to have the trio back together. Because you know, man, you forced me to talk to this guy for 3 weeks. I mean, that's fucking torture sometimes.
You have
comedy
one
gold
option
for me.
This is true. It was probably for outside audiences. It's pretty funny.
I really, not because I was off, because I really did appreciate the you guys that kept recording, and that gave me something to listen to on my way to the hospital back and forth. So
there we go.
Yeah, I mean, it helped keep my mind off things. So,
healthy
it was
distraction.
Much appreciated. Despite not being there, I was still able to listen to the episodes. So
yeah.
So,
well,
yeah,
that's,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's why we are here.
Keep it going the best we can. You know, that's the plan anyway. So, I mean, you know, that's why we do this, because it's fun, I guess, most of the time. You know,
this is why play the game.
I'm looking forward to some of the stuff coming up. I mean, we're getting close to 300 episodes, which is a pretty amazing. Some good movies coming up. I'm not too thrilled about the theme month for April that was decided on, but I'll survive. You fuckers overruled me on that. But, you know, they're going to force me to watch fucking comedy movies.
That's right.
And
you say you don't like comedy.
I'm going to force you to watch Steve Martin singing My Little Buttercup.
I don't dislike it. I just feel like most comedies, I watch them once and I'm done. I really don't need to watch them again. So,
like a one night stand? That's horrible.
Basically, yeah.
Should at least check up on it every once in a while, Mark.
Movies I probably would have picked over the ones we did pick. Like, I started thinking about after the ones we did pick, like, I felt like I should have done The Hangover or should have done Stripes. You know, there's better movies we could have picked.
Yeah. But,
you know.
There's a lot of good
ones. Especially after the passing of Ivan Reitman, it feels like, damn, should have done Stripes. You know, but
well, it's not set in stone. It's not like we're being held at the feet by our audience.
Oh, bullshit. You know? Y'all held me to it. Y'all said we're doing these movies, Mark. Y'all held me at gunpoint. Don't lie.
Okay? Bullshit.
I felt attacked in the text messages. All right. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you felt attacked.
I'm at work and I can't really focus, and y'all throw these things at me, and I was attacked, damn it. Okay?
So. Attack. Well, you're vulnerable.
That's
well, you're
right.
Cashiering like, out customers and
no, I'm,
and being I'm ran over and, by rows of carts and then you're
right.
Being
my
attacked.
My boss is there. I have to respond quickly because my boss might be seeing. I'm like, damn it, I didn't answer that correctly. So yeah, I was attacked.
And the butcher's right. chasing you with his cleaver. And
you're like, okay, we'll do Billy Madison. Ah.
Oh, fuck no. Anyway.
Hey, while Mark's being chased by the meat cleaver wielding butcher, let's make him do comedies in April while he's vulnerable.
Yes.
He probably said yes, just man. Shut us up.
Yeah, that's right. You don't attack me. See, at least you're admitting to it. But, fuckers. And all right. I'm glad we're all back together. Let's get into the show officially then with Download This, where we tell people what we watched, streamed, checked out this week, except for the one movie you two already saw. We're not going to talk that today because we will go ahead and tell people now early in the show that we have redone our schedule a little bit. So next week, we're going to vote the feature film next week. And we do this every now and then where we do a current release as a feature film. And so next week's feature film will be The Batman. And we'll talk about it next week on the show in its entirety. And that way it gives people a chance to see it and we're not spoiling too much as it gives it a couple weekends to be out for people to go see. So I know you guys saw it already, but we're not going to discuss that today. In a minute, maybe y'all can give just a quick, brief 20-second non-spoiler review from both of you, and we'll leave it at that. But Long, since you haven't been here in a couple weeks, man, what have you watched or checked out lately?
I resubscribed to Star Wars The Old Republic to catch up on the story quests a little bit. And then I also checked out Guild Wars 2 because there was a new expansion coming out. And I figured, there's no monthly obligation to play that. So I went ahead and bought me some copies.
Huh? I've heard the new expansion for Old Republic is good, but I heard it's like 2 hours and you're done.
Yeah. I haven't played it in 5 or 6 years, so I'm actually relearning the game.
Yeah.
A little disorienting. They got rid of a ton of stuff and got rid of abilities and streamlined the rotation. But anyways, yeah, I'm trying to relearn the game a bit. I told my buddy who still plays it to this day since day one. He's kind of walking me through the motions, and I'm like, I used to be a guild leader for this game. I used to have all the high-end gear. I used to have a ton of alts and stuff, and now I just don't know how to play this game anymore because I haven't picked it up in six years. Yeah. And it's changed quite a bit. So, a lot of people were unhappy with the bugginess, the glitches, and it was supposed to be the 10th anniversary of the game, but it was quite tepid, as the thing goes. It's all right so far. It stutters. Not quite. Final Fantasy spoiled me. Spoiled me with its quality game build. Yeah, it's just like hardly any frame rate stutters, hardly any issues with overworking your system and stuff. And yeah, anyways, more quality of life stuff. Guild Wars 2 is an interesting game. No monthly subscription, which is nice. You buy it once and you're pretty much you could keep playing it online. Combat feels a little floaty, if that makes sense. Doesn't feel quite as impactful as the other two games I mentioned. But overall, it's pretty fun. I didn't get to watch many stuff, though. I just played games.
Cool. I got this new used 5.1 system, and it sounds really good. And so I've just been watching stuff with like really cool soundtracks and scores. So I've been watching a lot of Star Wars. I watched episodes 1, 3, and 5, and then I watched Terminator 2, of course. And Jurassic Park, because I had to hear how the T-Rex sounded. And I like it, man. Enjoying it. And then Destiny 2 had an expansion, and I downloaded that. Got Xbox Gold, so I got it at a discount. And it's been fun. Really cool expansion. you know, not much different as far as weapons. You get a power up, they increase your level by a little bit, and it's been fun. But other than that,
how's the expansion?
It's another story. Like, they give you another planet, and then you come to find out that you're like your power level is like 150 points higher, and all your weapons are boosted. And in Destiny, have you played Destiny long?
Just the first one.
Yeah. Well, in this one, now the Hive somehow got ghosts, so now they can like regenerate. And not only do you have to, you know, kill the aliens, you have to now run over really quickly and kill the ghost before it respawns them. And it's a little bit tougher. But
is the game buggy or anything like
that? No, it's pretty smooth so far. I've only
quite solid. Okay.
Yeah, I've only played like the first act, I think, of the expansion. But it's been fun so far. Pretty challenging, but it's pretty smooth. It's pretty smooth.
It's funny, we were talking about like sound systems at home, and it's funny how you mentioned like movies like Terminator and Jurassic Park and Star Wars. Like, you know, the great directors like Lucas and Cameron and Spielberg, they understand sound, and their home video versions are usually pretty solid. Then you'll go put in a movie from that you might like, but it might be a lesser director, and then like, oh, the sound mix isn't as good. And that's what's nice about some of the great directors, is they understand how to use sound in their films.
Like the movie we're going to talk about today, it was like, I felt like the sound was way off. I was the voices were low and the sound effects were high.
And I was thinking about Spielberg because I started watching, I haven't finished it, but I started watching West Side Story, and it's an amazingly shot film. I mean, Spielberg is, you know, a master at what he does, and the sound is incredible on it. I really like it so far. I'm only about an hour into it, and Spielberg pulls the camera back so you can see what's going on. It's not all shot up close. Great music scenes in it and great choreography, and extremely well acted. I can see why it got high praise from critics and stuff. And unfortunately, people didn't see it. It just came out during the pandemic and the success of Spider-Man. And now it's out on HBO Max and Disney Plus, and hopefully it finds an audience, because it's a solid film so far, the first hour I watched of it. And I mean, even if you're not into musicals, you should watch it just being a Spielberg fan. I mean, it's a spectacularly well-done film so far. And I do plan on finishing it. Actually, I was going to try to finish it today before we recorded. I just didn't have time. And then I watched Free Guy with the kids. I can totally see why Matt liked that movie. It's right up his alley.
Yes.
It's not bad. It's a fun movie. The kids liked it. I like it because it's Ryan Reynolds. It's the version of Ryan Reynolds I like, where there's just enough of him. He doesn't overdo it. I think he works better when he's that version of Ryan Reynolds, if that makes sense, you know, cause sometimes he's a lot,
kind of grounded
and Free Guy is a little more grounded. Really good special effects. I was impressed with that. It's a really good looking movie, and it's a fun movie. If you're into video games and stuff like that, you'll enjoy it, you know? And, I liked it. It was a neat little movie, and the kids were laughing. They enjoyed the heck out of it. So, you know, remember, don't have a good day. Have a great day.
Have a great day. I like when he takes a sip of the coffee. He's like, it's like exploding, you know, being a virgin and exploding in my mouth, you know, for the first time or something like that. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, a funny story. Wyatt had turned on the TV to get it ready for us to watch it. And he put it on the kids' profile on Disney Plus. And we started watching it, and it was all in German. I was like, wait. Is this the way the movie's supposed to start? I almost texted you, Matt, like, hey, does Free Guy start a different language? And then I was like, wait a minute. I realized he was on the kids' profile. I went and checked, like, The Mandalorian, and it was in German, too. I don't know what why it hit. Somehow he hit a language thing. So I put it on my profile. We watched it. My profile was in English. But I don't know what he hit, because I don't see anything on Disney Plus to change it back to English. So I'm not sure what he did on the kids'
profile. Germany took over your Disney Plus account?
Yeah. It was kind of funny. It was either French or German or something. It just had that kind of, you know, that accent. But it's kind of amazing. Baby. I was like, what the hell's going on here? And so kind of a funny story trying to watch that. And other than that, I watched just because I was bored the other day. It's funny how I had time to watch some stuff despite how busy I've been. I watched Batman Year One, the animated version, just because I was like, you know what? I felt like watching this before seeing the new Batman film. And I like Year One, man. I think it's vastly underrated when it comes to the animated universe of films. I think that one is really, really good. I really like Bryan Cranston as the voice of Jim Gordon in that. And that's a solid, solid Batman movie. And that's really about what I watched this week. And like I said, by the time people hear this episode, I will have seen the new Batman film that you guys saw. And highly looking forward to that. And we won't talk too much, but give a real quick, just short review what your initial quick thoughts. No spoilers. Because we're going to talk
first. Worth the price of admission. That's all I'll say.
I liked it.
Okay, Frank.
As minimal as we can make it. I liked it.
All right. Well, I guess that's fair enough. I'm looking forward to it very much so. I've actually managed to do very well staying away from anything about this movie. I watched the two trailers that we got at the Comic-Cons, DC Fandoms, wherever they were called, and that's about it, man. I haven't watched any of the clips online, any of the TV spots or other trailers. So I feel very fresh going into this. So I'm excited for it. And, so let's get into today's featured film then. A 1985. Yeah. Cause Terminator was already out when this came out. And, so Arnold was a budding star still, success from Conan and Terminator. And he would try himself at just a pure action military film. And that is Commando. And, how to summarize this movie? Very 1980s.
Easy. Two sentences. You can summarize this movie.
Well, Matt, that's my
daughter. Yeah, right. I kill Matt. You. You or take Matt. My daughter. I kill you.
Basically, he's an ex-military colonel that, is trying to live his retired life whenever people from his past come back and kidnap his daughter, and he essentially has to go rescue her. I think that's a little bit better summary.
And I was just echoing Roger Ebert.
This movie is 94 minutes, and it feels like 15 minutes because it moves so fast. It's like one – and not fast in the way of like a Fast and Furious movie. It's just like – it's one plot device after plot device after plot device thrown at you constantly, and it's always moving to the point where you're like, okay, there's so much – it's ridiculous in a different way than Roadhouse was ridiculous, because I would say this is a better movie than Roadhouse, but it has that Roadhouse ridiculousness that you don't even have time to realize something is so stupid before it gets to the next scene. You're trying to engage in the next scene that's happening. You're like, wait, what's going on now?
It's almost like watching a comic book movie, you know, sort of like a.
But yeah, you know, you're right. It's like turning the pages, from one ridiculous scene to another. But that doesn't make it bad because it's kind of a fun movie.
Yes.
Arnold's really good in it. You know, he's a young Alyssa Milano plays his daughter,
Sally, who was from The Crow. He's
starting
The Crow.
Oh, David. He played Freebird.
Yeah, Freebird.
Or T-Bird. He played T-Bird in The Crow. T-Bird. Yeah. Yeah. And Longhead, you had never seen this before?
Only the last 20 minutes.
Right. Which is
everyone's seen the last 20 minutes.
Well, that's kind of how I am. I've seen the whole thing before, but I didn't retain it. And rewatching it this week, I was like, man, I don't remember this in this movie before. Like, the movie has like 25 set pieces in a 90-minute film. You know, it's like whether it's his house or the shopping mall or the hotel or the parking lot or the airport. It's like it's so many set pieces in a short film. It's unbelievable.
The one thing that made me laugh the most was after John's house was attacked and the daughter was kidnapped. The one dude who's sitting in the chair, He's like, he's all, you know, the big shit. He's like trying to say, well, we have a deal for you, you're right. And then freaking John just shoots him in the head. No deal.
He has a lot of those lines where it's like Chong's daughter's in this movie. And she's like, are you going to tell me what this is about? No.
Yeah, just these little short lines. And he's so far above the law. He's this military colonel, but he's killing people everywhere. And there's no ramifications for it. They shoot up a shopping mall. Nothing happens. Just moves on to the next scene. Where's the military the entire time? They don't come in and say, look, you can't be killing everyone. They just allow him to go in this absolute rampage throughout this film to get his daughter back. And the whole idea is it takes place over like 11 hours. So it's supposed to be a short period of time, but so much happens in this 11 hours that it's like, it's almost laughable. But like I said, you don't have time to laugh because you're trying to keep up with what's going on.
I like the mall cop scene a lot. He's like, you want to come?
Yeah, what's with these mall cops just opening fire?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, all these mall cops have guns and they're just opening fire everywhere on civilians.
It's like, all units. He's one big motherfucker. Yeah, the way he enunciates it, it's like, no, so much cheese, man. There's like so much 80s cheese in this movie, but it works. It definitely works.
Yeah, it somehow works, and I think it's because it's breathtaking pace, and you don't have time until it's over to sit back and go, what did I watch? But yet, I feel more satisfied watching this than I did Roadhouse. I watched Roadhouse, and I didn't feel satisfied. I feel like that was a piece of shit. I know you like it, Matt, but I feel like it's a piece of shit movie. Where Commando, I don't feel that way. I feel like, okay, it's an 80s action film. You kind of take it for what it is. And it's a little more enjoyable, I think, than Roadhouse. And maybe it's because of Arnold. Maybe he's what makes it enjoyable.
Man, Arnold, I mean, he can, you know, it's like just everything's a slam dunk with him. Like, you know, he has like a one-word line and it's hilarious. I mean, the fight with Duke, with Bill Duke, and he's like, this Green Beret is going to kick your ass. And I eat Green Berets for breakfast, and then fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole. And it's like, that's the dialogue.
And then I'm going to get some more thoughts from Long here in a second, but I do want to say, like, the girl that he picks up from the airport, she serves no purpose throughout the rest of the movie. She's just there. And she could leave it. She could leave at any second, but she keeps tagging along with him. And it gets to the point, like, I start realizing, why is she still in this movie? You know,
well, there's Arnold no purpose was supposed for her. Arnold was supposed to, you know, put those heels up in the air, but apparently the scene wasn't convincing enough, so they scrapped it.
So, she's basically there just to have a female symbol.
Yeah.
So Long, this feels like a movie where Long has some interesting thoughts about. I want to hear him.
I want to hear him, too.
Feels like I'm being put on the spot.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, it's just, I guess I was going into the movie, but I was kind of spoiled by the ending. You know, everyone's seen the last 20 minutes of it, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. But, Bennett's such a weird casting for me, you know, because Bennett doesn't quite have he has a dad bod.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was even – people even referred to him as the Australian dad bod Freddie Mercury. People actually have called him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they thought what other films has he been in? He's been in
– Road Warrior.
He's been as some, what?
And Weird Science.
Been kind of but who did he play in Road Warrior?
He's the guy with the mohawk, the bald guy with the mohawk.
Yeah. Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's him. Crazy dude.
Yeah. I thought it moved at a brisk pace. I don't really have any interesting thoughts on it, other than some of the moments that stuck out with Arnold. He's not interested in negotiating with the gangsters.
Yeah.
There was that one dude who's a Spanish speaking ringleader of the whole group. Oh, and yeah. He's like, wait a minute. I saw him in Adam's Family. He didn't have an accent. You know?
Nice.
He didn't have a Spanish accent.
He was also in Night at the Roxbury. That's where I remember him.
Yeah. I don't know. The action was good. Over the top as always. But I don't know. I don't know why this movie... It's a fun movie, but it didn't quite resonate with me as like Terminator or Predator, right?
Right.
You could definitely tell this is a kind of a stepping stone type building block movie for Arnold.
And that's right? How he viewed it. Honestly, he didn't even want to take it because he was kind of the big burly man in the last two roles. But after the director, I guess the director did like an impersonation of him and, you know, it kind of made him laugh, and he told him that it was in, you know, set in modern times, and so he's like, oh, I can, you know, kind of get out of you know, the past, you know, like Conan, Hercules in New York, and do a more modern film. That, you know, he felt like it would project his career, and, you know, of course the movie went on to make five times more than its budget, and it was a big success. And you know, propelled his career arguably into the genre that he would stick with most of his film career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that too. Yeah. As a stepping stone type film. I mean, you know, coming off the success he had with Terminator and Conan, and it does feel like, why would he do this film? It almost feels like a step back, but like you said, it was a contract movie. Maybe he owed the studio a film, and then, like you said, the director convinced him to do it. But he gives it his all in it. It's not like Arnold just mails it in. You know, he looks like he's out there having fun, making a fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, they had him take his shirt off a lot. I'm sure that was for the ladies, trying to attract them to the theaters. My memories of Commando have always been just like long, man. Seeing this on TV a lot and always catching the end of it. I remember him coming into the island and just blasting everybody away, and never run out of bullets. One man army destroying everybody. You know, that's my memories of this film as a kid and growing up watching it. Never paid much attention to the whole plot of it till maybe recent times. And
yeah,
and it never really occurred to me how fast paced, ridiculous it was till this week, especially the mall shootout scene. That scene is just like, what? It's just like people are getting shot. There's bullets flying in a mall. You know, even John Matrix, even his character, he doesn't seem to care about anybody around. He's just trying to shoot too and get away. It's just like David Patrick Kelly. David Patrick Kelly is the actor who played T-Bird in The Crow. He's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
That's the sleazeball liaison for the bad guys or whatever he was. That's his name. I remember now.
The actor that played Bennett, he replaced the guy he replaced. He had to wear his clothes, and the guy was smaller than him, which is why, you know, his his clothing looks so bad, so tight. You know, and you're like, why is he wearing this tight chainmail stuff? It was supposed to be somebody else. I didn't look who, but he was you know, he was an afterthought. And of course, the same director directed Weird Science, and he got a cameo on that one. Reprising his Mad Max role. But, you know, he hates John. He loves John. And some people have speculated he's gay, you know. He's gay and he loves Arnold. And, you know, Arnold, you know, maybe he was teasing him. He's like, you want to put your knife in me, twist it around, see what's going in my head. You know, I was like, it's like, that's kind of, I almost felt like a sexual tease to get Bennett to drop his daughter and run over to him.
Well, the actor who played him, though, Vernon Wells, him and Arnold are still friends to this day. They remain. They seem to have a lot of common, and they became close friends on set. Arnold even treated Alyssa Milano like his own kid and took care of her on set, made sure she was looked after. Helped her homework with her algebra and stuff.
Yeah.
So it seems like the actors and people who made this film certainly had a good time making it. And I think it comes across on screen. I think you don't take this movie too seriously, and that's why it is so ridiculous at times, but it's fun, and it holds up pretty well. I mean, you have to realize when it was made and accept it for that time and that era. And, you know, because there's a lot of 80s movies that are ridiculous like this. I mean, even some 90s action films are kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Matt, you were disappointed when you found out that the tree he carries at the beginning of the movie was a real tree. You know, that upset you to find out your hero couldn't really carry a tree.
Yeah, man. And then another thing I found out was that he's not really holding Sally, but the director wanted him to. But he was over a ledge. He didn't want to be responsible for any injuries that may have been incurred, so they used a crane. But yeah, the tree being fake. His character was
named Sully. I don't know why he said Sally.
Yeah. Oh, it's Sully. I thought it was Sally. Yeah. Man, you know, the accent, man. But man, forever and a day, I thought that the tree was real. And I thought Arnold was fucking carrying a fucking redwood tree through the forest on his ginormous ass biceps. And I was like, man, you know, I'd throw stuff all over my shoulder, pretend I was, you know, John Mate, or, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm like John Mate. Now I'm like, God, it was all a lie. still entertaining, but I was kind of like, whenever I found out the, you know, that lever action, shotgun he uses in Terminator 2 was a fake shotgun. They had to make it so that it was light enough to do that. And I was just like, man, Arnold's so strong. He can whip that shotgun around. And I'm like, I need to stop researching films sometimes. And just, you know, I just hurt myself.
He kills 102 people in this movie.
I thought it was 81. It's 102?
I don't know. I saw 102. That's a lot. Still, either way, it's a lot of people.
I think at the time it was a record for how many people had died in the film. In fact, so many people died, Mark, they had to reuse stuntmen 4 and 5 times over. So you have – it's like that's why you may look over and you're like, didn't that person just die? Why? It's like that's why they used stuntmen over and over and over again.
John Matrix. He was called the Matrix before the Matrix was a thing.
That's right.
Yeah, for some reason, the one thing that stuck out to me is the rocket launcher.
Hell yeah, man.
I have the girl uses it to rescue him from the police. And that's the weird thing. He does get arrested early in the film, and then she rescues him with a rocket launcher, which is so weird. She just shoots at this police van with a rocket launcher, and okay, I'm just going to shoot the police.
You're like, what if she would have killed Arnold in the process?
I know. You know? And then that's what I said. There's so much they do, so much in this movie, and there's no ramifications for what they do. She shoots at the police. Arnold's character shooting at a mall. You know, it's just like
crazy. Oh.
I guess it's no different than the Transformers blowing up half a city, you know, in their movies and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Collateral damage in action films.
Mm-hmm. But a fun film.
For Matt being a long time Arnold fan, when did you first watch this? Mount Rushmore discovering Arnold. So this a later one after Terminator and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Terminator was the first. Terminator 2 was the first film that I saw. And then it was T1. Then it was Predator. And I want to say Commando is after this. And I would always get the movies mixed up because it's like, I mean, he looks similar. But, and, you know, obviously the movies are filmed back to back, you know, almost back to back. One year he did this movie, and then the next year he does, you know, Predator. And it looks very similar.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a kid, you get confused. But now it's like, you know, tell the difference.
Well, you know.
But I always focused on that ending scene.
And the crazy thing about Arnold is he did, you know, the popular films like Predator and Terminator. But he also did, like, some just kind of not-so-good action movies like this and Raw Deal. And some of those just weren't very good. But I think out of the ones that weren't very good, I think Commando might be the most memorable one. The most fun one, you know, and most successful for sure, you know. And but he was that go-to guy who was doing these action. Every director and producer studio wanted him for their big action films. So I guess he couldn't win them all, you know.
Oh yeah.
No, but it was. I don't know. If I had to rank this movie, though, I mean, if I'm being honest, it's probably a C. But just for the fun of it, the ridiculous of it, you know, I'd probably give it a B.
Yeah, that's what I have. A B. Just
Arnold makes all things Arnold makes considered. It
oh yeah. Without Arnold, you know, you put anyone else.
It was in almost there. Nick Nolte. It was almost Nick Nolte, but he turned it down.
That's who they wanted?
Yeah.
Wow. Can't imagine that.
I don't imagine him being as convincing.
No. What about you, Long? Solid B?
B minus.
B minus? Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. And, you know, I know Mad
Men. I like when he chops off the guy's arm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that's just another thing. Like, you can tell the budget on this film. Like, there's a lot of set pieces already in the movie, but nothing's ultra-violent. Then when he gets to the island, all of a sudden the movie becomes extremely violent. Like, lots of blood and stuff at the end of the film. So it's like they saved all the budget for the blood effects in the island battle. You know?
Yeah, dude.
There's some violence in the beginning, but not like the island fight.
Yeah. That brutal, man. It almost feels like a horror movie.
Yes.
Like Jason's cutting off people's limbs or something.
It's like, okay, we're filming the climax of the film. Let's use all the blood money we have.
Yes.
Fun movie, though.
Very fun.
You know, I actually, a lot of times when we do the podcast, I end up not always getting the movie watched till Thursday or Friday. I know Long does the same thing. I actually watched this one like last Saturday night, and I started watching it, and I blew through it because it's only an hour and a half. You know, I was like, wow, I'm actually done with the movie early in the week. You know, so I did get this one watched early. All right, well, Long, we have not had an episode of Duel of the Nerds in a few weeks with you out, and that's okay. And it's our new segment we started at the beginning of this year where we pick a topic each week. Well, the loser for the previous week picks the topic, and we each have 3 minutes to give why our topic is going to win, and then a one-minute rebuttal. And the person who is the judge this week is Matt, since he lost the last round.
Yes.
And Matt's been waiting a couple weeks for this topic, which I'm going to be honest, I almost completely forgot what it was until right before the show. So I'm not overly prepared for this, but I'm going to do my best. I almost
forgot that this was a segment because it's been a little bit.
You're doing better than me because I forgot what my topic was.
It's Austin Powers versus Frank Drebin. Mark has Drebin. You have Powers. Long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And since I was the previous winner, I guess I'm supposed to go first, correct? That's how
are we saying who's better?
Who's better? You know, pit one against the other in an all out, no holes barred kind of thing. You can throw anything out there, you know. And make it fun, of course. Want a good, clean fight, you know, have some fun with this thing. And, yeah. So, Mark, when you're ready.
Shouldn't I go first since he won last week?
If you want to, I thought we usually did winner goes first, but if you want to go first, I will yield to you and let you go first. I'm okay with that.
Okay, that's fine. So you get the last word. So
that's fine because I. It gives me a minute to think about this, so that's fine with me.
Austin Powers is better because he is a good spoof of spy movies, namely James Bond movies. Although his shtick does get annoying because other people start repeating his one-liners.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All three of the movies are pretty solid, in my opinion. They're all funny. Although I think the second one repeats a lot of the jokes from the first one. And the third one kind of goes its own way. It actually had some closure with some of the characters that were introduced. Scott becoming Dr. Evil, I guess. Of course, you have Michael Caine in it. So, thumbs up, Austin Powers. He's number one. Okay, that's my position.
You got like 2 more minutes if you want.
I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
As long as I don't even care if I lose this week.
It's kind of hum the Austin Powers theme or something.
No.
Okay,
I'm done. I'll
stop the talk.
I wanted Drebin, damn it.
Mark, your argument for Drebin?
I didn't even ask for Drebin. Matt just sort of gave it to me.
I know.
I just wanted to mix it up. That's all.
I mean, you know, first off, Frank Drebin is a take on Dragnet and In the Heat of the Night and some of those great movies and shows. And, you know, he just, you know, he would never let his mojo get taken from him, first off, because Drebin doesn't need mojo to kick ass, okay? He will do anything possible to solve the case. As we saw in the first one we covered, he goes out there and he's an umpire. He does whatever it takes. He doesn't care if he fucks up the baseball game to find out who the bad guy is, you know? And that's just where Drebin comes from. He will go right into the lair of the I can't remember the bad guy's name at the beginning of the movie. It's supposed to be a take on Osama bin Laden or something like that. And he just goes in there. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go kick your ass. I don't care who you are. He's not afraid of anything. Where Austin has to have his little special mojo in order to get off on things. And then only that, he's kind of gross. He has a penis pump. Who has that? That's disgusting. Drebin doesn't need a penis pump. He just lets his thing swing and bang all day long because he's Frank Drebin. Okay. And that's all he needs. And
plus he's loyal to one woman, right?
That's right. Well, the one woman, he's not sleeping around like Austin is. I mean, Austin's a dirty whore. Okay. And not only that, he's also got dirty teeth. Drebin doesn't have dirty teeth. Okay. He just oozes natural old man sexiness. That's all Drebin has to do. Now when it comes to the film series, okay, maybe the Naked Gun, only the first one's really great. I don't remember the second, third one being all that great. From my memories, they're but good, it's been actually a long time since I've watched them. But I also think the Austin Powers movies rely on the same schlicks over and over again. It's like, okay, by the time you get a third one, you've heard all these jokes. More penis jokes, more a lot of vagina jokes, and more Austin Powers bad teeth jokes. It's like, okay, we've done all this already. Where, you know, the Naked Gun and Drebin continues to try to keep things fresh throughout their three films. And not only that, it's Leslie Nielsen, who's possibly one of the greatest spoof artists of our time and the way he did his films. I mean, I don't know what else to say about Frank Drebin other than he don't need no mojo, baby. He just needs to go out there and do his thing.
That's your argument?
That's my argument.
All right. Long, your 1 minute rebuttal.
He had a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, damn.
Super Bowl. But it was not actually Austin Powers. But
yeah, Austin Powers was wasn't even in it.
Evil. Yeah, I know. let's see. His first wife was Elizabeth Hurley, and that's all that should be enough right there. And Heather Graham, so hotter women. I don't know.
Well,
20 more seconds.
I do not know. That's my retort. I don't know.
Damn it.
I'm climbing a hill.
Well.
I'm sorry, okay. Matt. You're probably disappointed.
Okay, Long. You were kind of, I feel like you were caught off guard today.
I mean, so it's my 1 minute Mark, now?
Your 1 minute.
I mean, forget Leslie Nielsen. And the Naked Gun was not afraid to work with a murderer, O.J. Simpson. That takes balls right there, okay? They also, the great Ricardo Montalban. I mean, Austin Powers never worked with anyone that great. Not only that, it's based on a TV show that ran in 1956, you know? So, I mean, it has history to it. Where's Austin Powers' history? He had to make up his own history.
1980, man.
Oh, yeah, 1980. Sorry. I don't know why I read 1956. And then he called his second movie The Smell of Fear. I mean, we're Austin Powers. You know, he had to spoof titles from James Bond films. He couldn't even be original, you know. It's like, come on. I mean.
15 seconds.
Frank Drebin would take Awesome Powers in a headlock and give him a nookie, and Awesome Powers would probably fall over and cry. That's all I have to say.
But Judo Chop.
Oh, man.
Long. Stupid subject.
I felt like I gave Long the bigger gun here, and he didn't milk it.
Well, to be fair, he's had a busy 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's had a busy week.
But
you know
what? I didn't look up jack shit. I just came up with all that off the top of my head.
It's kind of like whenever the boxer like has sex the night before the fight, and you know, and he just was not ready for it. He could have, you know, if Long wanted to, I think Long went easy on you because he wanted to make you feel good, Mark.
Oh, shut up. Just give me my victory, bitch.
You Long did a good job of pointing out the 007 stuff. That was good. The Super Bowl commercial pointing to the relevance. That was really good. I felt like he should have whipped out that Austin Powers probably would have turned Drebin on and made his head explode like the Fembox. That would have been hilarious.
I don't think that would work on Drebin.
Maybe not. He'd probably be confused. Mark, good job. Speaking to multiple facets of Drebin's history.
In a way, Drebin did kind of insult Austin's queen mom.
Oh yeah, that's
royalty.
Right. Whenever he was on top of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to give people their strengths. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do this switch stuff up again. It's a tactic.
Make it a little long, bit more fun. Long we'll get to pick the topic next week. And hopefully it doesn't always have to be, it could be something as simple as the Hulk versus Wolverine, you know?
Yeah.
But
it'll be what? Matt versus Mark?
Yeah.
Yep.
I have 3 victories, guys. Come on. Long has 1 victory. Matt has none so far.
Yep. You're Thanos. Don't let him collect all 5.
Fun stuff, though. I'm enjoying that news segment. It is fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some news before we get out of here. This was just announced. Two big things were announced today. I guess Hulu is going to have an alien movie brought to Hulu produced by Ridley Scott. I thought they were doing an alien movie for theaters. Now it's a Hulu film, I guess. Isn't there an FX Hulu alien show coming too? So yeah. I can't keep up with what's going on with that franchise. So that's interesting. I thought this was kind of cool, which I never understood why this movie never had a sequel made, but I guess Michael B. Jordan and Will Smith are going to work together and they are going to make a sequel to I Am Legend. And it's kind of funny this came up because, you know, I'm always looking at movies we haven't done yet. And I actually came across I Am Legend the other day and I was like, that could be a good one to do here soon. I mean, I'm not saying we're doing it soon, but it could be one we do this year. Because I kind of enjoyed I Am Legend. I like the original with Charlton Heston also, but I like the Will Smith one too. And I think Michael B. Jordan's a good choice.
The Omega Man, right?
The Omega Man is the Charlton
Heston. It was the last man on Earth. Then they redid the I Am Legend book as Omega Man, then the Will Smith version.
Yeah,
so this would be the fourth film.
Well, this will be a sequel to the I Am Legend. Yeah. So, you know, with Michael B. Jordan, and I think the same script writer is coming back to script it. And so I thought that was kind of cool. That's a movie that I'd welcome a sequel to. You know, I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear about these movies like, I don't want a sequel to that, but I don't know. I think I Am Legend could be good, you know, especially if you take Will Smith's character and it's been some years since the end of the last film and he's kind of a grizzled veteran now in this post-apocalyptic world and he comes across, you know, the young Michael B. Jordan character. It could be good stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
A couple good actors there. So I'm all for that. You know, Disney, of course, owns a lot of franchises now by buying 20th Century Fox and we were wondering, you know, what happened to Planet of the Apes franchise, but one of the Disney execs was talking this week, and apparently West Ball's sequel to War for the Planet of the Apes is still on the way. It's in script stage, and they hope to maybe start shooting it by this summer, casting and shooting. So the Planet of the Apes franchise is still continuing, and I think that's good news because I really enjoyed those films, and we'll see where they go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth is going to be the bad guy in George Miller's Furiosa movie.
Nice.
That'd be cool. see Hemsworth play a villain, you know, and work with a in his home land of Australia as a film. They hope to get behind cameras on Furiosa later this year is the plan, but you never know with George Miller. It took like 5 years to make Fury Road, so who knows how long it'll – I mean, it's already been a few years since they started talking about making Furiosa, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and the Defenders shows are all going to be coming to Disney Plus now that they left are leaving Netflix. And Disney's going to introduce new parental controls for that to keep kids from watching it because those shows were pretty violent and sexual at times. But we all know that they're considered continuity now as Daredevil and Kingpin have been appearing in MCU in some fashion. So you can watch those on Disney Plus real soon if you've never seen them.
Yeah.
And they're in Disney Plus is also going to introduce a ad-supported program later this year with cheaper pricing. So if you want to watch your Disney Plus with ads and save some money, well, be a cheapskate and do that. And Indiana Jones 5 officially wrapped production this past week. So yeah, I'm hoping it's good. That's all I can say. You know, hoping that James Mangold makes a really good Indiana Jones film, because I feel like I don't hate the Crystal Skull, but I feel like Indy deserves a second chance after that sequel, so to speak. You know,
yeah, that's fair.
And I was actually I was watching Last Crusade the other day and thinking like, man, this was such a good ending to the trilogy, and then they went and made Crystal Skull, and now it feels like you need one more for him to give him one more final adventure just to make up a little bit for that. So, and then lastly, since Matt, you're a big fan, and my kids are, they released a new trailer for Dragon Ball Super Superhero. It's coming out in Japan in April. No word on the American release yet. A lot of belief is that it'll be the holiday season for the American release for the next saga in the Dragon Ball film. And I watched the trailer. It looks like they're using some new animation styles in it, trying some new stuff with this. Apparently, Dragon Ball fans are complaining about that. They like the real traditional look, but, you know, hey, things have to evolve, and they have to sometimes adapt to new animation styles and new things. So, yeah. Don't be so saucy, people.
Technology will advance.
Yeah, that's all the news I got, unless you guys had anything I missed out on. Otherwise, that's it. And let's preview. Well, I guess we don't need to really preview next week's film, but we will. So we're going to go off our schedule a little bit. We were originally doing Men in Black next week, and we just had Will Smith in the news. I didn't realize that we were doing a Will Smith movie next week. We're going to do a Will Smith movie in 2 weeks. We'll do Men in Black in a couple weeks. And next week, we're going to come back and talk The Batman, the Matt Reeves film that is in theaters right now.
Before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you.
Whoa, take it easy, sweetheart. Hear everything they say, ain't you?
Maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there?
I'm vengeance.
What's black and blue and dead all over?
I don't know what to say other than I'm excited to see it on Sunday. And we will talk to Batman next week on the show in full. And looking forward to that with you guys for sure. Long, glad you were back, man. Even though we couldn't see your sexiness today. And, you know, who knows? Sometimes you just have to unplug and replug your camera and reset your computer. It'll probably work.
Oh, I tried. I tried. I don't know what the deal is. Must be codec issues or something.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just an update or something. But this is the Rebel Radio Podcast at therebelradiopodcast.com. Thanks as always for listening, and just continue to stay safe out there, and just continue to keep the people on the other side of the world in Ukraine in our thoughts as that continues to go on. I hope the best for them. And hopefully we give you something to escape from for an hour a week. Like Long said, it gave him something to listen to for the weeks he was out. And that's what we try to do, just have some fun with this and talk some good films. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to talking Batman on next week's show. So that's exciting. So until next week, though, man, this has been Mark.
This has been Matt.
This is Long, the returned.
The returned. The returned. Long returns. As always, remember, just go there and do it.
Go there and do it.